Blog Talk Radio.
Wolfpack is back, cause of mass destruction. Guess who see it, the bad boys are wrestling. Just in competition, win the war, that's their mission. Not no mercy, see the rain, set the street. If you don't know, you better find out the Wolfpack. A point number one, just believe that you don't want to talk with them or be a part of them. Coming to bring with them, you're never walking out again. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. 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 You might wind up in a body bag. Your chances, now it's time to show you what's wrong. In the rain, this is poor, all you suck's not strong. Day in, day out, the wolf pack for life. Tell me who has the guts to come in the rain tonight. Don't care about the replicas, we make our own boots. You're doing it what it takes to feel their shoes. See, it's just a crowd pleaser, on the ground to leave. You're the punishment for making enemies for these soldiers. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
Hey, yo.
Wolfpack in the house. What's going on, guys? Wolfpack TV. He's Long Wolf, a.k.a. C-A-F. I am Big Bad Wolf. Kevin Nash. What's going on, guys? Today, we're going to talk about social media part two. Guys, make sure y'all hit us up, 713, area code 955-0733. Hit us up on Facebook, Wolfpack TV. Without a K, Instagram at wolfpack_tv.com, twitter.com, same thing, at wolfpack_tv.com. Don't forget about our SoundCloud. We getting people, guys. Every day we're getting messages. You guys, when y'all go like the page, I just want to tell y'all this. When y'all go like the page and send a message, make sure you guys, put some topics on there that y'all want to hear us discuss and our views on it. Don't be afraid to, let your voice be heard on here, guys. I mean, that's what this radio show is all about, man. I mean, this is what we do, man, So, what's going on, Long Wolf?
What's going on, Big Ray?
Not much, man. We're going to talk about that social media and beef today. And I just let's start off the show by talking about this Meek Mill versus Wale stuff, man. It's getting crazy. Meek Mill, you're upset or whatever the case might be about what's going on, man. You tell everybody money and this and that and this and that. I'm Philly's finest, but man, look like you have a really big problem with everybody, man. You got your ass bodied by Cassidy, then you got your ass bodied by Drake. Now you're going at Wale. Like, man, I don't know if it's a cry for attention or if you're trying to sell records or what's really going on, man. But you got Nicki Minaj over there. She's on the. It looked like I'm outside looking in. I'm not even sure. I didn't read about this. I'm just putting my thoughts in on this. It looks like Nicki Minaj want to leave your sorry ass, man. You're going at Drake, which is one of her, closest friends, and then your name is in the media. But, one thing I told Lone Wolf yesterday when we talked is, man, you guys, everybody around us, man, y'all love controversy. Y'all feed off that shit, man. Y'all live for that shit. They love it, man. I'm dealing with a couple of situations that I'm dealing with right now, man, when it comes to this beef stuff. It's like, man, it's ridiculous. And then the social media, I see a lot of the memes on Facebook. I see a lot of indirect comments also. And let me just say this, guys. and I'm probably going to go off topic just a little bit, but guys, when y'all, you guys put all this effort into, you know, standing up for shit that doesn't even matter to y'all, but when it comes to something positive, or we standing up for something that we believe in, we don't get no likes on that. We don't get, you know, no motivation, no compliments on you guys are doing y'all thing. It's just all, you know, you disagree with somebody on a particular topic, you're going to see all kind of mess on that. But when you know, you go out and do your thing, you know, you're coming out with a radio, or you're doing your rapping, or whatever the case might be, you're an entrepreneur, you CEO, coming out with your own business, or you're part of a band or something like that, and you're doing big things, you can never get no support on something positive. So I just think that that shit's backwards. And, you know, times has changed. I'm not blaming that completely on social media, but I think it has to come from within, and, you know, what you guys want to do and what y'all want to believe in. It's crazy, man. Like, I mean, you know, still to this day, I've been knowing some of you guys for, you know, 10 plus years, and it's like I haven't even got no support yet. And I've been knowing you guys, you know, for some times now, and I've always supported you guys and what y'all doing. But, you know, it's a shame. I'm going out looking at the lights, and this is a true story. I'm going and looking at the lights on Wolfpack TV. Some of these guys I have never, ever seen or held a conversation with, but they liking the page because they like what we're doing, you know. So, you know, that's a problem, man, to me, because it's like, you know, y'all rather participate in foolishness. Y'all rather give that shit some fame, negative shit fame, but then positive shit doesn't get no fame. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a ridiculous ass situation, and you know, we decided to do a part two. There's gonna be probably a couple of other episodes that we do part two. We did a lot of part ones. We're gonna be doing part twos for this month. So, Lone Wolf, just a quick question, real quick, man. How you feel about the social media taking over, you know, the industry, and how everybody's life is really evolved around social media? I mean, these guys get up. You know, the first thing you do is hop on Facebook, put a meme up there, and, you know, talk about your problems on there, put your personal stuff on there. How you feel about that?
Well, it's definitely a new crack, I'll say that much. You know, yeah. It's almost like you become addicted, and, you know, and I have to even – I'm guilty of it myself, but, yeah, it's definitely like that, and you know, it's a lot of indirect stuff, a lot of you know, it's just amazing how people get into it on there, you know, just because the disagreements or somebody feels some certain type of way. And people, you know, have turned to that social media as a outlet for their emotions rather than express
right.
it in real life. So that's why you have right. a lot of, you know, like what we call the show internet beef and you know, social media and all that, you know. And, you know, one thing I'll say, you know, I mean, I've dealt with it, you know, people get upset with how you feel or what you know, your opinion, you know, and it's just, you know, it just gets to be a bit much, man, at the end of the day, because, you know, it's just like when it starts messing with your emotions or dictating your mood, you know, that's pretty much, especially when it's not even something that's 3D or really reality. So, and then, you know, in regards to that, you know, the situation with Meek Mill and stuff, like Wale and all that, like, yeah, man, like, you know, you don't never air out family laundry in the public, man. You know what I'm saying? Not like that. You know what I'm saying? What they
right.
trying to do, they doing business. And, you know, I mean, I could see, you know, if it's continuous stuff being done against him, he's being held back, it's a bad situation for him. But, I mean, this guy's making a lot of money, you know, on tour, but you still upset. I mean, what's going on, man? What's really the problem? You know, so, you know. I just don't get it. You know, y'all always talking about, you know, people are broke, lame, and angry, but y'all still upset, though, so. it's stupid, bro, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is, man. You know, y'all still worried. I mean, and then, you know, y'all worried about what we talk, how we feel, rather than trying to change the situation or trying to see, or taking the situation for how it is. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? And you guys, and it basically just boils down what we have been talking about this whole time, man. You know, y'all, the outsiders take the situation for how it is. You guys want to, you know, y'all want that Disney lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want that happy ending fantasy land, man, you know? And then y'all don't want us to come and ruin y'all fantasy land, you know? You guys want to be Alice in Wonderland, but this is reality of it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Not well done,
it's, man. I mean, you know, it's sad, man, you know? And with you know what? And with the going back with the Meek Mill and Wale situation, I just want to say this. All you guys that's down with that MMG, and, you know, all them guys is supposed to be a family and all this and all that. Rick, that actually looks bad on Rick Ross because it's like he doesn't even care. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should be trying to be like, hey, man, what's going on? I know he had did that once before when they had got into it. But it's like, man, it's going to come a time where them guys going to just have to fight and see what's going on about that. I would hate to be negative and say that, but some situations you just got to handle with this, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way around that shit. You know, when it comes to that, especially when it comes to that beef shit, if it's really, you know, if it's really real, you know, and who said, did Wale say that he feels like he's been held back in Maybach Music, or was that Meek Mill that said that?
I think that was more so Meek, you know, or I'm not really sure, to be honest with you, but I just say that, you know, like I said, like, you know, you don't let your squad go out like that, man. You know what I'm saying? That's all I can really say. So, you know, and be put out there like that, and then you over there, you know, dating, you know, the Meek Mill ex, you know, stripper jump off. I mean, it looks bad altogether, man. You know, it's just been taking L after L after L after L, man. But get money though.
Yeah, I mean it just comes a point in time. If it's fraud, it's fraud, period. Ain't no way you can sit up there, ignore it, and then you put a stamp on it, get money, and quit worried about this stuff. I mean, you guys listen to him. Y'all know that shit affects y'all. Y'all know y'all upset. Y'all act like y'all with the Maybach Music Group. How y'all be acting? Because a lot of you guys was big time fans of Rick Ross, Meek Mill, you know? And, you know what I'm saying, Wale. Personally, I think that whole damn record label is garbage, in my opinion. When everybody was jamming that Dreams and Nightmares and that Dreams at the Money or whatever the case might be, you know, when he dropped his other CD, I never liked him. Anybody that fucking sits there and screams on the mic has a really bad, has an issue with what's going on. I mean, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion. And Wale, you're doing this, I don't know what kind of style you repping, but that shit is really, really ridiculous. I mean, you're a poet one minute, and then you're sending heartbreak songs with the next, you know? I mean, you know, you're trying to be hard, and then you're over there, I saw you at the BET Music Awards crying because Whitney Houston passed away. But, I mean, you know, let's be real here. Was you hanging out with her, you know? Like, what's really going on? Did you help her with her addiction? You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, that shit is fake to me, man. Y'all, you guys, I just think you guys do that shit for attention, man. And that shit is really, really ridiculous, man. And I'm not feeling it, you know. Rick Ross, I mean, you make a couple of hit songs, and then that's about it. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you're garbage, too. You know, I've never heard Stally. And Omarion, you pretty much just, I mean, you was a B2K. And y'all motherfuckers was fucking each other behind closed doors, man. So, you know, it's crazy to me, that whole damn record label, man. It's just, you know, L after L, like Lone Wolf says, man. So, you know, if you jamming Maybach Music, more power to you. But I just want to let you guys know that shit is weak, period. So if y'all niggas want to be down with that, and, you know, y'all want to defend that in y'all comments or make an indirect comment in the morning about what we said on Wolfpack TV, then how I feel about Maybach Music is how I feel about you, your B2K faggots. That's how I feel. So, you know, take that shit how you want to take it. You know, it is what it is. So, you know, I'm not going to waste no time with it. You know, and I'm pretty sure there's some other beefs going on. You know how these guys are. You know, everybody wants attention. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about the internet, the social media, the social media part of today's topic, because, you know, I see a lot of these memes online, on Facebook, especially with relationships, a lot of you guys are single or just, you know, broke up or caught your boyfriend. A lot of these women are catching their boyfriends in the midst of doing something and fucking their best friends, and then y'all going and putting on Facebook. Guys, y'all can't put, I don't know how many times I got to tell you, y'all can't put y'all problems on Facebook, man. You know, I've been guilty of that a couple of times, but I don't give a shit. Some of you guys care, and y'all just do that shit rationally, and y'all keep doing it and wondering why it's a dark cloud over y'all all the time when it comes to that shit. Man, I mean, if you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen, man. The outside is, we've been taking the heat all our lives, so we're used to this kind of shit. You know, getting banned from websites and getting blocked is not cool. It's not the way to go, man. And you know who you are, you know, that's out there doing that shit, man. You know, what you do in the dark will come to the light eventually. You know, what the outside is doing in the dark, we do in the light as well. So it doesn't really matter to us. We're sleeping good at night at the end of the day. So, yeah, man, I've just been seeing a lot of that stuff going on, man. And if you're going through something, guys, pray about it, but you got to act on it too. It's not all about praying. You know, I got hit up on one of my other partners that had messaged me and talking about prayer. Prayer answers everything, you know, but it's not just supposed to, you know, it's not going to do everything that you want it to do. Sometimes you got to act on your own, man, and, you know, act. But when you pray, then act on top of that. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, God ain't going to bless you if you're not trying to help yourself. So, you know, I just wanted to say that about that. And I seen other, I mean, it's been a big trend, Lone Wolf, man, on my side, man, with a lot of memes and stuff like that. They take that memes and that emoji shit and, you know, have their way with that shit. It's like a new style, bro, to these guys, man.
Yeah.
And Facebook is a new style to these guys, too, because, you know, their whole life is operated by Facebook, man, you know? Like, I never seen a social media website have so much control over people's lives every day. I don't get it. I really don't, crack. Man. I don't get it at all, man.
The new crack.
Yeah. So, you know, and guys, y'all have got to quit, and I'm going to say this, and this ain't got nothing to do with, and this really doesn't have anything to do with the topic. I just wanted to say this because it bothers me a little bit. Guys, if y'all want to come on the show, y'all say y'all going to call in and come on the show, come on the show. You know, I'm just being real with y'all, man. Don't say you're going to come on the show and then, you know, you don't come on the show or nothing like that. So, I mean, you know, just back up everything you say, man. Be real, man. All you got to do is be real from the beginning and we're good, you know. But don't keep making excuses, you know what I'm saying? Like you want to come on the show and, you know, we don't even hear from you. I reach out to you a couple of, you know, three or four times and it's like, you know, something came up, you know what I'm saying? When I know that's a lie, especially if you have your phone with you at all the time, y'all motherfuckers can't live without your phone. So, you know, y'all niggas want me to believe that y'all phone had messed up or whatever the case might be, you know, just back up what you say you're going to do, man, you know? You know, Lone Wolf, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, just, you know, like, you know, we getting these messages and other different things. So just like you said, if you say you're going to do something, make sure you do what you say you're going to do. You know, that's all I want to say. You know, it's no pressure or nothing like that. But just, you know, do what you say you're going to do, man, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, guys, I mean, you know, That's where we are with this.
I mean, this shit is not rocket science, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is not, you know, calculus. It's really simple.
Right.
Really simple stuff,
right,
man.
Yeah, it's not calculus. It's not trigonometry, guys. So don't make situations hard for yourselves. You know, I'm actually experiencing, going back to the beef today, experiencing a situation to where people are not backing up what they're saying in my life. So I'm to the point right now, I just want to leave all this shit behind and just start my whole new life, man. If it's overseas, it's overseas. I'm really sick and tired of the same shit over and over again, man, with the people that I deal with, man. You know, I shouldn't have to go with the shit that I shouldn't have to put up with it and I shouldn't have to go through it, but I'm putting up with it, man, and I'm sick of it. I really am, man. So you know, with that beef shit, man, handle that shit, man, you know, because if it does, if you don't handle it, it will handle you. It will consume you, and don't let it, man. Don't let these people take your joy away from you, and that's what's going on in my situation. I've been praying about it. You know, I just feel like it's time for a change for me, man, because I'm really sick and tired of you know, helping everybody else out, and I'm not getting no motherfucking help, and, you know, fake-ass friends, fake-ass, you know, baby mama, you know, with her fucking sorry ass decides that she doesn't want to, you know, deal with certain situations because it's too much, she has to do too much, and she's not being a good mother, in my opinion. And if y'all out there, and, you know, this really just, if you guys that needs help, or if y'all just tuning in to the show, make sure you guys go listen to that Deadbeat Baby Mama's 1 and 2, guys. We're talking about some real life situations that's going on there, man. And, you know, it's happening, man. It's really happening, man. You know, and some of these females, the reason why they're giving y'all a hard time, I'm going to be honest with y'all. If they're giving y'all a hard time and you're really trying to keep your cool and you're really trying to be cool and not letting them get into your head or whatever, they just want to fuck the shit out of you and be with you for the rest of their lives. That's how it is. They will never be the same again like Chris Jericho. So now they're feeling the wrath on what's really going on out there. Some of the guys that they're putting up with, you know, are not, you know, can't get their shit up, you know, using Viagra, Cialis pills at their late 30s, early 30s, you know. So I'm just keeping it real with you guys, man. That's what's really going on, man. You know,
it's
some of you guys are getting caught on fucking Ashley Madison. Y'all need to stop that shit. Y'all like watching these women put dildos in these guys' asses. That's the new style for you guys. Y'all better stop that shit. I know I'm calling that shit out. You know what I'm saying? Not cool, man. You know, and a lot of y'all don't want me to say that shit because, man, you crazy. Ain't nobody doing that shit. That shit's happening everywhere, man. You know? So...
It just gets weird.
You know, guys,
weirder.
It's just time for a change. I don't, Lone Wolf, I'm not sure. I know how you are too, man. You know, I know you're trying to get out of the situation, so want to leave, but I think it's time for both of us to just leave this shit, man, and do shows, you know, international, on an international level, and, you know, get the hell out of the United States as a unit, man, because I done reached my breaking point with a lot of the stuff that's going on right now, man, you know. Nobody wants to change society. Nobody's trying to. You guys continue to do the same thing. You know, we got this racism that I'm gonna talk about next week, next Thursday. I'm gonna get into that racism stuff. It's getting really bad out here, guys. It's underlined. I can see it a mile away. It's bad, man. Not really a mile away, but about 500 miles away. It's really, really bad, man. And I'm past my breaking point on this stuff, and Lone Wolf is headed too. So, I mean, y'all not listening to what we're saying. Y'all doing what the fuck y'all want to do. And then y'all act like, you know, y'all make these indirect comments saying that we angry, this and that, and this and that. Well, y'all keep doing the same thing. We're going to talk about it. If it pisses us off, guess what? We're going to talk about it. At the end of the day, we're both CEOs. We're both going to talk about this. This is our show. Y'all can't show this up. You're going to have to listen to it. Or if you don't like it, guess what you can do? Not listen. That's simple, guys. So, you know, some of y'all taking offense to that shit. Well, guess what y'all can do? Y'all can unfriend us. That's fine. You know, why not? We will not lose sleep on anything that we do and what we believe in. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, because we know we're going to call you. If we have a problem with y'all, we're going to call your ass out. That's simple. We're not going to even play with y'all. And y'all feel, if y'all want to feel some kind of way, I hope y'all feel some kind of way to where y'all want to fight us. I hope so. I hope. You are fucking with the right ones when you're fucking with the right outsiders. You're not fucking with the wrong ones. You're fucking with the right ones. Because this is what we do. So, it's bad. Yeah, social media part two is you know, you can't give Facebook all that credit to just take over your lives like that, man. You know, so, you know, I get on there every now and then, but when I get on there, it's the same shit. I mean, I see women that are in relationships posting up, you know, sexy model pics one dude that's married, he's, you know, trying to holler at her, you know what I'm saying? The same person that already is in a relationship, you know, y'all doing that shit for likes or for a whole, or it's a contest, who can get the more comments. What's really going on out here, man? You know, but then y'all see some of you guys are putting the same motherfucking, you know, memes, you know, about how these guys are looking thirsty and, you know, I just want one female and this and that and this and that, or, you know, dudes, same thing, you know, y'all gonna look, I mean, not dudes, yeah, dudes, same thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's ridiculous out here, man, but y'all motherfuckers, y'all set up thing, y'all burn y'all bridge and expect, you know, as somebody to, you know, give y'all another shot. Like, that's not the way it works, guys. So, you know, it's bad news, guys, you know. Very bad news. I mean, we gotta do something, man. You know, we're gonna continue to keep coming out with these episodes. We're gonna continue to talk about real issues that's going on.
Yep.
We're not gonna stop with this.
No, we're not. And
so
we're
if it's bothering the outside, if it's bothering the outside, it makes best believe that we're gonna talk about that shit. Period. So, you know, when we leave, or whatever we decide to do, not be here, you know, you guys are going to be asking for us, you know, what's going on, what happened, what's this and that, this and that. And I'm just talking about, you know, family members that are in the outside of his life right now, baby mamas, you know, you guys are going to look up and we're going to be gone, you know what I'm saying? And then you're going to be crying and shit like that, like, you know, like somebody just died in y'all family, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, instead of you guys, we gave you guys, you know, we're sitting up here trying to coach you guys for free. And you know, we look around, when we go through our depression stage or something like that, we can't find you guys. But the moment that y'all need us, we're right there. But how come we can't get that same thing in return? This isn't, we're not going to keep helping you. Not I help you, help you, help you, help you, help you. The outsiders ain't going to keep helping. Because when we fall down, there's going to be times where we don't feel like doing something, or, you know what I'm saying, we're depressed about something. Well, you know, guess what? You got to get up and dust your shoulders off, you know what I'm saying, and move on, you know? Well, it doesn't work like that with us, man, because we're taking on all kind of shit. We're going through all kind of shit. Not just one. You guys are taking situations at one time. We're taking on at least a good 7 or 8 situations at one time. So we get hit harder than y'all, man. You know, period. You know. So, you know, and words to my baby mama, like, seriously, I'm literally about to take this next step on you. You know, whoever you cool with that is friends, that sent me a friend request that I don't know, if you try to send a spy on me, hopefully they listen to this show and they report right back to you on what the fuck I said. I don't give a fuck. But I'm about to take the next step in your sorry ass, with your bum ass. Ridiculous. I got a little bit upset, Wolf Nation, but I had to say that. I was built up angry for years, and you know, I that was the calm me. I took the calm approach that time, man, because I really wanted to fucking say some other words, choice words, but I chose my words wisely. That's about it, man. Long Wolf, anything you want to add to that?
No, sir. But as always, we got about 30 seconds left, so survey says.
NWO. See y'all next week, guys.
Wolfpack is back, cause of mass destruction. Guess who sees the bad boys arresting? Just in competition, win the war, that's their mission. Not no mercy, see the rings like the street. If you don't know, you better find out the wolf pack. It'll prove a point, number one, to believe that you don't want to tussle with them. Or be a part of them, coming to ring with them, you're never walking out again. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. Might wind up in a body bag. You took your chances, now it's time to show you we're wrong. In the ring, this is poor, all you suck, stay strong. Day in, day
lay out the wolf pack for life. Tell me who has the guts to come in the rain tonight. Don't care about the replicas, we make our own booth. You don't have what it takes to fill they shoes. See, it's just a crowd pleaser on the ground to leave. You're the punishment for making enemies with these soldiers.